I talked to a respected white lawyer the other day in Los Angeles, Mr. Tom Mesereau. And Mr. Mesereau said, Farrakhan, if the people on those roofs had white skin and blonde hair and blue eyes, I do not think that they would have suffered what they suffered. 4 hurricanes hit Florida last year. There was significant loss of property, but not significant loss of life. It is not I, sir, who is dividing the country. It is what I saw on television from New Orleans a few days ago. 4 white cops and FBI beating a 64-year-old black man and then lying that the man was drunk and the man had not had a drink in 24 years. And the police union is defending that kind of behavior. That is what is polarizing black and white. So thank you for your question, sir, but look deep into your own heart and remove the beam out of your own eye before you attempt to remove one that you think is in mine.
The same John Barry that Minister Farrakhan references has an op-ed piece in today's New York Times after the deluge, some questions. And in the blowout, it says, he writes, it matters why the levees broke. He says that there have been 3 credible teams that have been sent to investigate it. And this is what he writes. After inspecting the levees and reviewing storm data, all 3 investigating teams agree. Hurricane Katrina hit Lake Pontchartrain with far less strength than it did the Gulf Coast, and the storm surge fell well short of the tops of the levees. In fact, a design or construction flaw caused them to collapse in the face of a force they were designed to hold. In other words, if the levees had performed as they were supposed to, the deaths in New Orleans proper, the scenes in the Superdome, and the city's devastation would never have taken place.